Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Sunday morning online Water's Edge worship experience. Thank you so much for tuning in. And by the way, if you're not doing anything, today at 11 o'clock, we have Food Pantry Sunday. If you want to volunteer, show up around 10:15, bring your mask so we can keep everyone safe. If you have needs, show up at 11 o'clock. We have a lot of good stuff today. This is our way of serving the community while we're waiting to get back into our building in a very safe way. This is our way of having church. So today at 11 o'clock, come hang out with us and serve, or come hang out with us and get anything that you need. We love you so much. Let's pray. Father, today we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being a very real God. We thank you for being a very personal God. We thank you for being our best friend and a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We thank you for giving us a reason to wake up and live. We thank you for the peace that you give us and the direction. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 through 27, the missionary Paul says this, "And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives foothold to the devil." Another translation says it this way, "In your anger, do not sin." It's okay to get angry, but in your anger, do not sin. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a chance to take an inch in your life. A few years ago, I got some terrible advice from a friend of mine. In just a minute, I'll tell you why it was so terrible. But several years ago, this friend of mine had made some very bad choices in his life, and it hurt his future. It hurt his financial future. It hurt his family future. It hurt his emotional future. And this is what he told me one time. This was the advice. He goes, "Man," after looking back on his decisions and the aftermath of his decisions, this is what he said. He goes, "Man, never trust your feelings." And I know what he was trying to say about that. He was trying to say, never make decisions based off of your urges and your internal appetites. But he was lumping those urges and those temptations and those internal appetites in with his very common feelings. But has anyone ever told you that before? Don't trust your feelings. You can't trust your heart. You can't trust your feelings. You and I were taught that certain feelings in our life are bad, like anger, sadness, or that worried feeling that we get in our gut sometimes, like the alarm is going off. And then we were taught that other feelings in our life should be celebrated, like happiness or joy or that excitement feeling that we get. But we actually need all of our feelings. In Luke chapter 15, Jesus starts to tell some stories, and he's telling these stories to two different types of people in his crowd, but he's trying to do the same thing with the entire crowd. And these stories are about lost things. The first story is about a woman who loses a coin, and then when she finds that lost coin, some money that she needed for rent to stay in her home and food, that she had a big celebration. She had a celebration. There was feelings there. There was emotions there. There was sensitivity there. There was another story about a shepherd who had 100 sheep, and one wandered away from the 99. And so the shepherd loves all the sheep, but he left the 99 that were safe to go after just one that was lost. There were shepherds in this crowd listening to Jesus. There were single women, mothers in this crowd who'd lost coins listening to Jesus. There were shepherds who had lost sheep listening to Jesus. It was stirring up feelings. It was stirring up emotions. And when that shepherd found the lost sheep, he came back and it says they had a big party. They had a big celebration. Feelings, emotions, what you sense down in your conscience, what you sense down in your intuition, what you sense down in your heart and in your soul. He told another story about a father who had two sons, and he loses his younger son. He lost his son to wild living and bad choices. And then one day the son comes home and there's a big celebration. The lost son comes home. And there were parents in the crowd listening to Jesus who had lost children. And on the inside, it's stirring their feelings. It's stirring their emotions. All three of these stories that Jesus told were intended to make his hearers feel something. When he told these stories, he intended to stir something up on the inside of them. He wanted them to feel something. Your feelings can tell you a few things. Now, in my personal life, I don't make decisions based off of my feelings until I get clarity. But our feelings can give us, and remember this, very valuable information on decisions that we may have to make very soon. So I never base my decisions off of my feelings until I can calm my mind down and calm my heart down and get some clarity. But I pay attention to my feelings because my feelings is an information source. And it tells me what I may need to do soon. Your feelings will tell you when and what to pay attention to, like the alarm is going off. Your feelings will tell you when you don't feel safe or secure, when you don't feel safe or secure in religion, when you don't feel safe or secure in a church, when you don't feel safe and secure in a relationship or in a marriage or whatever it is, your feelings will tell you that you're not safe, you're not secure. Your feelings will tell you when you've been wronged, when you've been misunderstood, when you've been hurt. Your feelings will tell you to say no. Your feelings will tell you to get out of that situation. Your feelings will tell you to stand up for yourself and stand up again. We all need that sensitivity in our soul. We all need that intuition. We all need our feelings. And we need to figure out, when we have heavy feelings strike our life, what are these feelings trying to tell me right now? What are these feelings trying to get me to do? What are my feelings, these heavy feelings, asking of me right now? And then once you ask those questions, you listen, you discern, and then you execute it, because that is your God-given intuition, conviction, and conscience. So in light of all that, I want to give you some very practical observations to hold on to the next time very heavy and layered and difficult feelings strike your life, so you can navigate your way through those feelings and make the proper decisions, because better decisions always means fewer regrets in your life. So the first thing is this: if you're still with me, Sam, still with you. I have the right to feel this way. When you have pain in your life, when you have a heavy feeling in your life, always understand that you have the right to feel this way. So stop apologizing for your existence. Number two, you don't have to defend your feelings. You're feeling those things for a reason. There's a reason that you feel those things. You don't have to defend that. Stop apologizing for your existence. Number three, even my painful and angry feelings are okay. You've been made to feel that way. Something happened to you that made you feel that way, that produced the fruit of those feelings in your life. Just own it. Own it. This is the way I feel because this is what happened to me. So even your painful and angry feelings are okay. Paul didn't say that anger was a sin. He says, in your anger, do not sin. But we feel anger, and it's information, and it lets us know what to do, when to go, when to stay, when to stop, when to start. And so don't apologize for your existence. Number four, don't let anyone tell you what you should feel. They're not you. But if they're trying to tell you what you should feel and how you should feel, then they're certainly trying to control you. They're not you. But if they're trying to tell you how to feel, they're trying to control you. And so feel what you feel and stop apologizing for being alive. Stop apologizing for being you. Stop apologizing for your existence. Some of you have been so emotionally and mentally abused that you wake up every day and just apologize for being alive. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Stop apologizing for your existence. You have a right to feel this way. Number five, what I'm feeling will eventually pass. This is a season, and seasons don't last forever. Seasons are temporary. That's why I always tell people in counseling, don't make a permanent decision in a temporary season. It's not gonna last. Just like the wintertime is dead, it's cold, nothing grows. It seems like it's gonna last forever, but it doesn't. Sooner or later, spring shows up, fall shows up, summer shows up, not in Louisiana, but in other places. The seasons change, and in your life, the seasons are gonna change too, and these feelings are heavy, but they will pass. If you're still with me, Sam's still with you. Number six, your feelings have value and intelligence. You say, Tony, what does that mean? It means listen to your gut. Listen to your gut, and don't let people tell you that you're crazy for listening to your gut. Again, stop apologizing for your existence. And then the last and seventh thing is this: find good people in your life who you can share your feelings with. One of the reasons why we love church, it's one of the reasons why we love this community and this family of worshipers who come together, is because we can find good people to talk to and to share our feelings with. That's church, that's community, that's God-like, that's Christ-like, that's love, that's beautiful. That's what we do here. So don't give up, y'all. And stop apologizing for your existence. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget Food Pantry today at 11 o'clock. We love you. Hope you have a great week.
We're judged for our feelings. We're criticized for our feelings. We're rejected for our feelings. But it is the way that we feel. We make decisions based on our feelings, good ones, and we make bad ones. But it is the way that we feel. We develop beliefs, we develop self-esteem issues, we develop views about ourselves and other people based off of our feelings, but it is the way we feel. How does God want us to navigate through our feelings And how can they be a gift from God?
Man, I really enjoyed that message from Pastor Tony this morning. And as he mentioned, Food Pantry Sunday is going down today at 11 a.m. And you still have the opportunity to volunteer. Just show up here at the church at 10:15. And if you'd like to connect with the church through social media, just hit us up on Facebook at Water's Edge Gathering and on Instagram at Water's Edge_LC. And make sure to download the Water's Edge app where you can do online giving, listen to messages from Pastor Tony, and also listen to online worship. We absolutely love you guys. Have a great weekend.